Chapter 3 Tej and Rish spent their first few minutes alone, scouting the exits. The luxurious flat had only the one door, but the corridor had lift tubes at either end, and emergency stairs as well. There was also the balcony, Tej supposed, but to be survivable, escape by that route would require either anti-grav or repelling gear, which they did not currently possess. They next explored the interior space for any hidden surveillance equipment or other surprises. There either was none, or it was very subtle. The lock on the outer door was much better than average, and Rish said it with satisfaction. But of course no ordinary door would stop a truly determined and well-equipped invader. Rish did find a compact launderizer concealed in the kitchenette, and applied herself to laundering all the dirty clothes they'd hastily packed, perhaps in the hope that their next escape, whatever it turned out to be, could be more orderly. Tej discovered the captain's sybaritic bathroom and decided to treat her chill weariness with a long soak. The scent of him still lingered in the moist air, strangely pleasant and complex, as if his immune system was calling out to hers. Let's get together and make wonderful new antibodies. She smiled at the silly image, lay back in the spacious tub of hot water, and frankly enjoyed his dash of inadvertently displaced flirtation in the old evolutionary dance, all the better because he couldn't know how he was observed. It was, she realized after a bit, the first spontaneously sensual moment she'd had since the disastrous fall of her house all those harried months back. The realization and the memories it trailed were enough to destroy the moment again, but it had been nice while it lasted. She stirred the water with her toes. Since they'd gone to ground on Komar, fear and